Welcome back to Horizons. Father Kieran O'Brien and Catherine McMahon, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Lovely to be here.
So, Killarney Parish Mission is happening soon. Can you tell me a bit about that, Father?
Yeah, Killarney Parish Mission is beginning this Sunday night, the 21st of September. And the idea came from a parish council meeting. Somebody mentioned that Listowel were having a parish mission at the time. And so the discussion took off from there. And we realised it's 12 years, and people couldn't believe it was 12 years since our previous parish mission. And so we decided maybe it's time to have another parish mission. And so the planning really took off from there. 12 years ago, we had the Redemptorist priests with us, and they have a great reputation for parish missions. They're known all over the country for their missionary work. And we contacted them, and of course, they're delighted to be back in Killarney to lead us in prayer and reflection for this coming week.
That's perfect. So the 21st, so that's tonight. So people will be able to come along to this tonight. So when and where should people come to if they want to attend?
Well, a lot of the events are taking place in St. Mary's Cathedral, and a brochure has gone to every house, hopefully at this stage. So every morning there will be Mass at 7 a.m. So it's an early start, but people don't have to worry. That's not something we're going to continue once the mission is over. But again, it's something different, and that's really what we're aiming at as well, that if people are going to work in the morning and they want to attend the parish mission, at least they have that time to attend the cathedral and go to work or go to school. And every morning also in the cathedral, we have a 10 o'clock Mass. And again, there's an evening session. It's not a Mass in the evening at 7 p.m. That is something that is highlighted and outlined in the brochure, which has received into every home at this stage as well.
Excellent. That's really good that you're scheduling this around people's schedules so they can attend the mission and also get to all of their regular life commitments. And you said as well that cards with these details have been sent out to every home.
Every home in the parish have received them as well. And it's because people tend to forget, well, what's on tonight, what's on tomorrow, so they can plan their week as well accordingly. And hopefully there's something there for everybody. Just this last weekend in the parish, we had people inviting, not the priests inviting people to the mission, but parishioners. And again, as they said in that prepared talk, that there is something there for everybody. No matter how weak your faith is, no matter how strong your faith is, no matter how young you are, how old you are, we have all the schools in the parish involved as well. There is a school mass for every school in the parish as well. So we have 8 primary school masses. We have 2 secondary school masses. He has already visited the housebound. We've visited the hospitals in the parish, the nursing homes in the parish. So we feel we're reaching out to everybody. As I said earlier, it's 12 years. A lot has happened in 12 years' time. I wonder when is the next parish mission going to take place. So I would be encouraging people to do their best to make that effort. Killarney is well used to hosting big events in the town. People have always supported the events in the parish, and I hope that people will respond to this invitation as well, and that they will feel it worthwhile, that they can talk about this in years to come, as people have spoken fondly of their memories of the parish mission, which took place 12 years ago as well. An awful lot has happened in our lives in 12 years. A lot of changes have taken place in 12 years as well. So this is a stopgap on our journey. This is an occasion for us to stop and think, to reflect. And I think no better community to lead us in prayer than the Redemptorist Missions. Again, Father Lawrence Gallagher is the leader of the team. He's assisted by Father Jerry Maloney, 2 Redemptorist priests who have been all over the country. So we hope that they will talk about Killarney's experience in future missions as well. And they're also assisted by Helena Connolly. People of Killarney will know Helena Connolly's involvement in the parish. She was with us as choir director for a few years, and then she became a pastoral worker as well for a few years before she moved on to further fields.
Fantastic. And it's a great special occasion, as you said. It doesn't come around every year, so people should definitely attend while they can. And you've done a great amount of effort. Huge amount of work, I must imagine, getting all this together and organized.
Yeah, but it's like the children now preparing and waiting for Christmas. We're doing the countdown, how many more sleeps to the parish mission. But we're getting the buzz back as well from the people as well. There are signs on the side of the road, and again, the children are coming practicing and things like that. There have been video clips as well gone up. People might have seen those as well. I think there's a special buzz about this week in the parish.
Yeah, and if anybody was listening earlier in the week, Father Lawrence did a wonderful interview on Jerry O'Sullivan. So we're keeping the mission in the news headlines and in the media. So, Catherine, I understand there's a number of events happening related to the mission. Could you tell me about some of them, please?
Certainly, David. I think the one that struck me mostly are the boxes for the healing of hurts that have been placed at the entrances of our churches. They're very effective, they look very colourful, and they are almost full. People carry hurts, And this is a great way of putting them down and releasing them and leaving them in the church. That is on the Monday night. We will have the healing of hurts. Then on the Tuesday, we have the primary schools. Oliver's National School, St. Oliver's and Tiernabhal National Schools are participating in the Church of the Resurrection Mass at 9:30 in the morning. Likewise, in St. Mary's Cathedral on that Tuesday morning, the Holy Cross Mercy School and Presentation Monastery School are both participating in the 10 a.m. Mass in St. Mary's Cathedral. Then also to include Mass for Loreto National School and Loch Katan, they're combining the 12 o'clock Mass in the Church of the Holy Spirit out in Muckross. We welcome them all to this wonderful, wonderful morning of Masses for their schools and their lives. And that on that Tuesday evening, we have the Service of Reconciliation. And in this, there will be a drama of the Prodigal Son. And Lissavagin School are participating in this wonderful event. And on the Wednesday, we have Mass for St. Bridget Secondary School. And also, at the 7 p.m. that evening, we will remember our faithful departed. On the Thursday, we have St. Brendan's College at 12 noon for their Mass. And that evening at 7 o'clock in St. Mary's Cathedral, the headline is Justice and Values. Now here we have four mini dramas. A lot of work has gone into this, so we hope that you will come, enjoy them, and soak in the revelations in them. Then on Friday evening, we have a celebration of our community, where all the associations and groups have been invited to participate in this community event at 7 p.m. on the Friday evening. It will be a wonderful, colourful, celebratory occasion in our parish. Don't miss it. You're all so welcome.
Very well said indeed, Catherine. You've got a wonderful announcer voice. I should get you to announce the segments of my show.
No.
I understand one of the schools did a lovely little video.
Yeah, I suppose social media is the way to communicate as well. And especially with the young people of today. I don't know much about social media myself. But again, watching them and the thought they put into it, not just St. Oliver's National School, but all the schools have worked hard in preparing and planning with us as well. And it's good for them to get that experience. For example, as you say, St. Oliver's have done a video clip and they've taken the letters of Killarney and Mission and what in their eyes, what they think. Now, they're only children. They've never seen a mission before, but in their eyes and what they've learned from their teachers and from their families at home of what each letter represents. For example, the K for Killarney, some child said kindness. That's what comes to mind. And they've taken each letter of Killarney and of Mission and have done a beautiful video clip as well. Worth seeing.
I'll play a segment of it here. This is St. Oliver's National School singing the letters of Killarney.
K is for kindness. I is for inspiring. L is for love. L is for learning. U is for appreciation.
R is for reverence.
N is for nurture.
V is for religion.
Y is for youth.
M is for making a difference.
I for inclusive.
S is for spiritual.
S is for sacraments.
I is for aspiring.
O is for open hearts.
M is for living.
So, Catherine, I understand you have the mission prayer here ready to read.
Mission prayer. Loving Father, we ask your blessing on us during our upcoming parish mission. Slow us down and make us thoughtful. Open our hearts through the Holy Spirit in your word and grace. May our mission give us a new vision of your love, a new hope in your strength, a new faith in your mercy, and a new commitment to serve you. May we take the time to contemplate the values and treasures of our faith, to remember our loved ones that are gone, to heal our hearts and give us a renewed strength to carry on. May the Killarney mission be for us a time of blessing and thanksgiving, reconciliation and renewal, healing and peace. May your love grow among us to love as your witnesses with love and hope. Amen.
Amen. So, Father Kieran, if people want to find out more information about the mission, where should they go?
Again, the people of Killarney would have received the brochure into their homes. We're on the Facebook page as well, Killarney Parish, giving you the many events, the times, the schedules of the parish, and the mission programme as well is on that page.
And the Killarney Parish newsletter is also available to read on the Diocese of Kerry website, so I assume people can get the details there as well.
Yeah, the town of Killarney, I suppose a lot of tourists are in Killarney as well, and they've taken an interest in it as well, the fact that they are in town this week as well. And as I say, there's a lot of excitement, there's a buzz about the parish mission, people are talking about it, and that's a good thing in itself, and please God, people will find and get a lot out of the parish mission. And we thank the Redemptorists as well for coming amongst us and for accepting our invitation to lead us in prayer.
Excellent. So I hope everybody attends. It seems like a wonderful time. Father Kieran O'Brien and Catherine McMahon, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. Carew Curran's parish area is looking for extra Eucharistic ministers, readers and collectors for weekend Mass in Curran's church. Any help would be appreciated. Please contact the parish office. The Alzheimer's Society of Ireland will have their National Memory Walk at 11 a.m. today, meeting at Dina Lodge, Killarney National Park. See memorywalk.ie for details. Join Fossa Parish today at 3 p.m, where they will show how they have developed part of the church grounds and returned it to nature and biodiversity. There will be a guided tour, Way of Creation stations, information, networking and light refreshments. The day will close with the planting of a native tree to mark the occasion. Representatives from parishes around the diocese are warmly invited to attend. Killarney Parish will be running a Redemptorist-led mission from today to Friday. This mission schedule has been posted to individual households, on the Killarney Parish Facebook page and in the parish newsletter. St. John's Church Tralee will be performing Blessing of School Bags at 12 noon Mass today. Junior infants and their families are invited to attend. Killorglan Family Resource Centre is holding a 10-week free empowerment programme for women, starting on Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at their centre at Market Street. To register, please see the Killorglan Parish newsletter. CHIME, the National Charity for Deaf and Hard of Hearing, will hold an outreach clinic in Listowel Family Resource Centre on Thursday from noon to 3 p.m. This is a free service. Padre Pio Evening of Devotions will be held on Thursday at 7 p.m. in St. Brendan's Church, Ardfert. All are welcome. Opening of the School Year Mass will be held in Ardfert Church on Friday at 10 a.m. Everybody is welcome. On Saturday, Aunascall Parish Church have organised a pilgrimage walk to Sagart Mass Rock in Cum Dubh across the lake from Drumavalla. The walk will commence at the Church of the Sacred Heart, Aunascall, at 2 p.m. and will continue via Aunascall Village, Annagap and Cum Dubh to the Mass Rock. This walk is the final walk in the series of parish pilgrim walks to mark the Catholic Church Jubilee Year of 2025. Pope Leo XIV has posted on X. Saints Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis are an invitation to all of us, especially young people, not to squander our lives, but to direct them upwards and make them masterpieces.
Thank you, Gráinne. After the break, we talk about a biodiversity event in Fossa Parish.